Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Mike from Rockland is in for Can't Beat Kennedy. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Kennedy, Mike works in golf course maintenance.
Okay.
Oh. And he is on his way to work.
That's right.
Do you get a lot of Carl Spackler, like, Caddyshack quotes in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, right, yeah. We get rid of GoPros.
I'm sure that got old real fast. Mike, please kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. All right. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. Her record on the big board is 3,096 wins, only 257 losses. How are you with pop culture trivia?
Pretty average.
All right, this should go great for you then.
Just being honest.
Appreciate the honesty here.
Yeah.
All right, question number one. Lizzo went into the Grammys with 8 nominations and came out with 3 wins, including Best Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts. In that song, Lizzo says she's got a new man on which NFL team?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Question number two. Miss Americana is an upcoming documentary that follows what American singer-songwriter and her life over the course of several years?
I couldn't tell you. Camila Cabello.
Question number three. TV star Betty White celebrated another birthday last week.
Hey.
Still kicking.
My girl.
How old did the Golden Girls star turn? 88, 98, or 100?
She turned 98.
Question number four. Billie Eilish swept the 4 major categories at the Grammy Awards last night. She won, like, everything.
Everything.
Record of the year, song of the year, album of the year, best new artist. It was the Billie Show. What is Billie's brother's name that produces all her music?
Phineas.
He won a Grammy last night, too.
He deserves all of the recognition.
And question number five. Lakers legend Kobe Bryant passed away yesterday in a tragic helicopter crash. He has 2 jersey numbers hanging in the rafters of the Staples Center. Name one of them.
The 24.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Hey, girl.
Hello.
So, Mike from Rockland, who is on golf course maintenance,
yep,
he got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Not bad at all, Mike. Not bad at all.
He got 4.
Here we go.
Oh, even better.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't usually talk and keep score at the
it's
same
fine,
time.
It's fine, Dan. That's we're a team. That's why I'm here, Dan.
All right, cool. 4 out of 5. Never mind. I can't count to 5 usually. All right. How are you, Kennedy? You ready to do this?
I am.
Okay. Question number one. Lizzo went into the Grammys with 8 nominations and came out with 3 wins, including Best Pop Solo Performance for Truth Hurts. In that song, Lizzo says she's got a new man on which NFL team?
The Minnesota Vikings.
1-1. Question number two. A Miss Americana is an upcoming documentary that follows what American singer-songwriter in her life over the course of several years of her career?
Taylor Swift.
2-1. Question number three. TV star Betty White celebrated another birthday last week. How old did the Golden Girls star turn? 88, 98, or 100?
98?
3-2. Question number four. Billie Eilish swept the 4 major categories at the Grammy Awards last night. Record of the year, song of the year, album of the year, best new artists. I think she left with like a wheelbarrow full of Grammys.
She did indeed.
What is Billie's brother's name that produces all of her music?
Phineas.
There it is. 4-3. Question number 5. Lakers legend Kobe Bryant passed away yesterday in a tragic helicopter crash. He has 2 numbers hanging in the rafters of the Staples Center. Name one of them.
24.
Or eight. Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win 5-4. Mike, you're not going home empty-handed, though. You get a $100 gift card to Woods Hill Pier 4. Woods Hill Pier 4 brings authentic farm-to-table dining to the Seaport. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Woods Hill Pier 4. Is there anything you would like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Mike from Rockland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kristen from Upton is in for Redemption Week. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Dan.
How you doing today?
I am doing amazing.
Ready.
Get right up close to that mic for me.
Ready to go.
There it is.
She's going to crush it.
What was the score the first time you played and beat Kennedy?
The score was 4-3.
Ooh. Ooh, close one. And did you hear the cheat sheet yesterday?
I heard it on Friday.
Oh, come on.
So she's ready. Will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kenny, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Felicia. All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Well, you're not going to get $100. We already gave you $100. This is for bragging rights.
Amen.
This is for pride. It's on the line.
I'm ready.
And, of course, your son Sam is here watching. Aren't you supposed to be in school, Sam?
Yes. Yes, I am. But, you know, can I get, like, an excused absence for this?
Sure. We don't care.
Do you have a note like the doctor's office for
me? Dan will sign it. That's very professional here.
Dr. Dan.
All right, Kristen. Question number one. Actress Tatiana Ali turned 41 years old over the weekend. She is best known for her role as Ashley, Will's youngest female cousin on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What's the name of the family Will moves in with in Bel-Air on the show?
The Banks family.
All right, question number two. Billy Crystal turned down the chance to be Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story, so it went to Tim Allen. It's a terrible career move.
Can't imagine.
When Pixar found out Billy Crystal called it the biggest mistake of his career, they offered him the role of Mike Wazowski in what Disney Pixar film?
Monsters, Inc.
An icon.
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
Question number three. Dave Chappelle took home a Grammy for Best Comedy Album last night. He released a stand-up special on which streaming service last year that won him said Grammy?
Netflix.
Question number four. Chance the Rapper will host the revival of Punk'd on the streaming service Quibi.
I don't know what that is.
Is that how far we've come?
I guess so.
We don't need all these. We don't need a Quibi. There's
no,
too many
you.
Streaming services.
We're good.
I'm out of money. Who hosted the original Punk'd on MTV?
Ashton Kutcher?
Question number five. Madonna has canceled yet another show on her Madam X tour due to quote-unquote injuries.
Yeah, sure.
My ticket sales are bad.
Pretty much.
Is Madonna older or younger than 60 years of age? Older or younger?
Older.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Go ahead, Kristen.
Would you say older or younger? Woo!
Bad lady right there, dude.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. What happened?
You nervous?
Ish.
Should be a little more nervous.
Come on. How'd we do?
Kristen from Upton, who was here for Redemption Week because she already beat Kennedy once. 5 right.
Oh, my God. Let's go, Kristen.
Show up in the fourth quarter, Kristen.
Good luck.
Thank you, Sam. I don't need help from the peanut gallery over here.
It's like, no pressure.
I know you might need help. She got 5. All right, I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right and which ones you get wrong because it adds to the suspense.
That's what I hear.
I'm probably going to mess it up, but let's try it. Question number one. Actress Tatiana Ali turned 41 years old over the weekend. She's best known for her role as Ashley, Will's youngest female cousin on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What's the name of the family Will moves in with in Bel-Air on the show? What's their last name?
I don't think I know.
Gonna cut the suspense real quick.
I'm gonna say Banks is sticking out to me. I don't know why I'm saying it, but that's what I'm gonna say.
Interesting. Question number two. Billy Crystal turned down the chance to be Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story, so it went to Tim Allen. When Pixar found out Billy Crystal called it the biggest mistake of his career, they offered him the role of Mike Wazowski in what Disney Pixar film?
Monsters, Inc.
That one you know right off the rip.
Well, I watch it all the time.
It's a great film.
It makes me very happy in my soul.
Question number three. Dave Chappelle took home a Grammy for Best Comedy Album last night. Dave released a stand-up special on which streaming service last year that won him said Grammy?
Netflix.
Question number four. Chance the Rapper will host a revival of Punk'd on the streaming service Quibi, because that's a thing. Who hosted the original Punk'd on MTV?
Ashton Kutcher.
And question number five. Madonna has canceled yet another show on her Madame X tour due to injuries, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Sure.
Is Madonna older or younger than 60 years of age?
She's younger.
All right. We're going to skip question one because I know it makes your skin crawl when I do that. Oh, she's standing up. This is serious.
This is going south.
Question number two. You said Monsters, Inc. That is correct. Question number three, you said Netflix. That is correct. Question number four, you said Ashton Kutcher. That is correct. Question number five, you said she was younger. She is actually 61.
You know what you did get right.
No, I didn't.
You did get the Banks family. You did get the Banks family, question one. I want you to think that was the one you got wrong.
Woo!
So congratulations, Kristen, two-time champion.
I'm rarefied air.
Thank you so much.
Hang your jersey up in the rafters. This rarely happens.
Wow.
Ever.
She's a queen.
Number 24.
Wow.
And you do get a $75 gift card from Big Y. Big Y has everything you need from a proper big game party. Tasty chicken wings, chicken tenders, shrimp platters, even sushi. And, of course, the best pizza in town. So thank you, Big Y. Kennedy.
Yes.
Is there anything you would like to say to Kristen before we get out of here?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I will never be able to be Kristen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's rattled. This is easy money.
My head is strike. In my head.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
James from Waltham is in to play Campy Kennedy. Good morning, James.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
So James is on his way to work where he sits at a desk and stares at spreadsheets all day.
Oh, my God.
James, you make it sound so fun.
Yes, it's thrilling.
No, thank
what
you.
Do you do?
Looks at spreadsheets all day.
An accountant.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you make good money looking at spreadsheets. I don't feel bad for you.
It pays the bills.
There you go.
All right, James, please kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, James. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You do win $100. That is hard to do. Her record on the big board, 3,097 wins, only 257 losses.
She good.
You're an accountant. You could probably crunch those numbers. Her ratio is really high.
Yeah, my odds are not good.
How are you with pop culture?
Less good than numbers.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then this should be fun. Question number one, James. Ariana Grande wore a 20-foot dress to the Grammy Awards last night. Why?
I don't know. She's like 4 feet tall.
She had a whirlwind romance with which SNL cast member?
I don't know.
All right, question number two. Adam Driver hosted SNL over the weekend. What Oscar-nominated movie did he star in last year alongside Scarlett Johansson? Make Carson cry.
What'd you say?
I said 0 for 2.
Oh. cool.
Question number three. 10 years ago today, this Kesha song opened as the number one song on the Billboard charts and was the longest-running number one single of that whole year. It is also the name of a popular social media app. What is it?
Instagram.
Question number four. 59 years ago this week, the Disney classic 101 Dalmatians debuted in theaters.
Amazing.
In the movie, what is the name of that evil woman who tries to take the dogs?
Cruella de Vil.
Put them on the board. There
Let's
we go.
James.
Question
there
number five. For the second week in a row, Bad Boys for Life is the number one movie in the country, making over 120 mil in the first 2 weeks. How many Bad Boys movies with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence made in the franchise?
Three.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Finish strong, James. Finish strong.
I am not an accountant, but that is less than half.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Hey, Kennedy.
Hello.
James from Waltham, the accountant. He got 2 out of 5.
All right.
You ready to do this thing?
I am.
Question number one. Ariana Grande wore a 20-foot dress at the Grammy Awards last night because...
Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm. She had a whirlwind romance with which SNL cast member?
Pete Davidson.
Isn't he in rehab right now?
Where is he?
Is he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he went.
Oh. He is? Because yeah. He hasn't been on Saturday Night Live in a couple weeks. I know that.
I think it was just for weed, but still. Ooh. One to nothing. Question number two. Adam Driver hosted SNL over the weekend. What Oscar-nominated movie did he star in last year alongside Scarlett Johansson?
Marriage Story.
Carson's Kryptonite. 2-0.
No, thank you.
Question number three. 10 years ago today, this Kesha song opened as the number one song on the Billboard charts and was the longest running number one single of that entire year. It's also the name of a popular social media app.
TikTok.
3-0. Question number four. 59 years ago this week, the Disney classic 101 Dalmatians debuted in theaters. In the movie, what is the name of that evil woman who tries to take the dogs?
Cruella de Vil. She doesn't get ya. No evil thing will. That was from the cartoon from a billion years ago, so it's fine.
4-1. Question number five. For the second week in a row, Bad Boys for Life is the number one movie in the country and has made over $120 million in the first 2 weeks. How many Bad Boys movies have Will Smith and Martin Lawrence made?
3.
Yes, that is the third one. Woo! It's getting good reviews, too.
Well, how could it be bad? The other two weren't bad. They were funny.
Sorry, James. Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win 5-2.
Thank God.
Really needed that one, James.
I really needed it. Sorry, buddy.
But, James, you do get a 4-pack of ski tickets to Cannon Mountain. Cannon is an easy drive from Boston and has the highest ski area summit in New Hampshire. Make Cannon yours this winter. Details online at cannonmountain.com. Is there anything you would like to say to Kennedy and we can get out of here?
My name is James from Waltham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Check on that guy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.